4% APR representative on solutions PCP and a free service plan. Our huge sale must end on Wednesday the 30th of April at participating retailers. Faster, Steve. Search Vox Falcon approved used. Indemnities may be required. Free service plan valid for cars up to 8 years old. Excludes Touareg. Volkswagen Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the head of the Unite Union has suggested that Birmingham-style bin strikes could spread to other parts of the country. The walkout is set to carry on after refuge collectors voted to reject a new pay offer yesterday. Birmingham City Council says it has made a fair proposal and its door remains open. Unite General Secretary Sharon Graham has said ministers don't understand the basics of the dispute.
I think what's really likely is if the council and the government keep aiding and abetting and other councils that workers pay the price for bad decisions. These low-pay workers cannot pay the price. My job is to defend workers and I will do that. If other councils decide to make low-paid workers pay for bad decisions that they did not make.
Raw materials are due to arrive at the British Steel plant in Scunthorpe. Ministers have been working to secure coking coal and iron ore after taking control of the site from its Chinese owner. Downing Street says work is ongoing to get a steady pipeline of materials. Official data shows UK pay growth outpaced inflation in the 3 months to February. Average weekly wages, excluding bonuses, were nearly 6% higher than the same period last year. The US Department of Education says it is freezing more than $2 billion of funding to Harvard University. The university has rejected White House demands to shut down its diversity and inclusion programs. The Trump administration says it is trying to curb what it sees as left-wing bias. And the Princess of Wales has discussed the power of spending time outdoors during a visit to the Lake District. Kensington Palace has posted a new video on social media of Kate during a walk around in Windermere with a group of scouts. In the clip, she said nature gives her a sense of peace in a very busy world.
I find it a very spiritual and very intense emotional reconnection, I suppose, these environments. Not everyone has that same relationship, perhaps, with nature, but it is so therefore meaningful for me.
A look at the weather. Rain continuing across central and southern areas, dry in the north with some sunny spells at times, highs of 18 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Dominic Ellis.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Hello, it's lovely to be with you this morning. Joanna Gosling in for Alexander Armstrong. Here's Handel's gorgeous saraband to enjoy with a nice mid-morning cuppa.
Classic FM.
You're listening to Classic FM.
Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra playing the prelude to Act 3 from Lohengrin by Wagner. And before it, Handel's Saraband played by the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Good morning, Joanna. We are enjoying the music. It's masking the sound of the builders next door. Andy and Mags in Birmingham, a captive audience. Keep the volume up. You won't be disappointed. I'll be playing another track soon from my excellent album of the week featuring Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony. But right now on Classic FM, it's music from the King of Ragtime, Scott Joplin.
Thank you. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
That was Daniel Lozakovich and the Bavarian Radio Chamber Orchestra bringing us the first movement of J.S. Bach's Violin Concerto in A minor. And before it on Classic FM, The Entertainer by Scott Joplin, played by Michael Boryskin. It's time for another track from my album of the week. It is a live recording of Richard Strauss's Alpine Symphony, recorded by the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo, conducted by Paavo Järvi. The Alpine Symphony musically recreates a day's mountain climb in the Bavarian Alps by young Strauss. As a teenager, he and a group of friends had set out before dawn to climb a mountain. They reached the summit 5 hours later and were then driven back down the mountain by a tremendous thunderstorm. Strauss recounted the experience in a letter, noting that once he was near a piano, he delivered a musical version of the experience.
Music for spring.
This is Classic FM.
That was Joanna McGregor playing Chopin's Mazurka in C major. And before it, a track from my album of the week on Classic FM, an Alpine Symphony by Richard Strauss, performed by the NHK Symphony Orchestra Tokyo, conducted by Paavo Järvi. This is Classic FM, and this is Carl Jenkins. Benedictus from The Armed Man by Carl Jenkins, performed by Guy Johnston and the London Philharmonic Orchestra and the National Youth Choir. The question is, it's high up currently in the Classic FM Hall of Fame, where will it land when we reveal the new chart this weekend? Find out a bit more about it.
Regal faves and ocean waves.
Opera tunes. And full moons.
Romantic ballads. And big-time masterpieces. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music, as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
was the second movement of Benjamin Britten's A Simple Symphony. The Royal Northern Sinfonia were conducted by Stuart Bedford. Time now for John Barry on Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
the Gavotte from Grieg's Holberg Suite, played by the Mito Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Seiji Ozawa. And before it, the English Chamber Orchestra played The Beyondness of Things by John Barry. Now, it took Sibelius 3 years to write his Fifth Symphony, working on it from 1914 to 1917. He had, by then, had huge international success as a composer, but he was tormented by self-doubt still. Always good to remember, even the greatest struggle with the same worries as the rest of us. We'll be right back. the finale of Sibelius's brilliant Fifth Symphony, played by the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Simon Rattle. Hi, we are the Dance Family, travelling from North Yorkshire to the top of Skye today to sail to the Isle of North Uist for Easter. Please say a special hello to our granddaughter Skylar, who's 5 and is with us. Hi, Skylar. Lucky you, going to such beautiful places. I hope you're playing some fun games on the drive. It's not too boring, and that you have a lovely time when you get there. News and weather are next with Dom. Loads to look forward to in the next hour, including Elgar's Pomp and Circumstance, March number 4, and we'll be enjoying Tea for Two with Shostakovich. So, keep it classic.
Classic FM.
This is what award-winning customer service sounds like from real Octopus Energy calls.
You just get it right, the customer service, the sort of communication. You've stepped it up, I think, for an energy company, so well done.
Octopus Energy, great value and outstanding customer service, recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Bring your pensions together into one easy-to-manage online plan with PensionBee, because when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. When investing, your capital is at risk.
That was the garage, and it's going to take a bit more than we thought to get the car back on the road.
Well, all the more reason to get this box off to Vintage Cash Cow then, eh?
Who knows about these spoons?
At Vintage Cash Cow, we've helped thousands of people sell their old and unwanted items in one easy go.
That was Vintage Cash Cow on the phone. That bracelet was gold, you know.
Ah, good to get the old girl back on the road.
Text Vintage to 60777 to get your free postage pack.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Meet John.
Hello.
It's Friday night and he's just dented his partner's new car. Now he's wondering if he can make a claim before she gets back home on Monday. Thankfully, John's got car insurance with Aviva. We're available for new claims around the clock, so John can sort this out right away. Telling your partner is up to you, though, John.
Darling?
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new Body Close Fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to, with up to 100% Tenor Triple Protection against odor, leaks, and moisture. They feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025. Now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
Lotto's big Easter bank holiday jackpot isn't just any jackpot. It's big. Like, big, big. Like, big! Sorry. £15 million must be won this Saturday. Lotto from the National Lottery. Play on app. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at midday, the head of the Unite Union has suggested that Birmingham-style bin strikes could spread to other parts of the country. The walkout is set to carry on after refuge collectors voted to reject a new pay offer yesterday. Birmingham City Council said it made a fair proposal and its door remains open. These people in the city have told Classic FM they just want the strike to be over.
It's a nightmare. Everyone's suffering. People are avoiding the city. Tourists. It's dangerous for the kids.
We can do nothing. We have to still, you know, going around and around and say, like, take it, take it. But they wouldn't take it.
I mean, you can't live like this. We're paying with council tax, so we expect a service. Well, there are many other issues. The bins is just one thing.
A man's been arrested on suspicion of murder after an explosion at a house in Nottinghamshire. The body of 53-year-old David Howard was recovered from the rubble in Worksop on Saturday evening. A 43-year-old man has been bailed pending further inquiries. The race to keep the blast furnaces burning at British Steel in Scunthorpe appears to be close to a conclusion. Raw material supplies have now docked in Lincolnshire. Our reporter Alex Taylor-Brown has the latest.
We're expecting two shipments of the raw materials needed to keep the blast furnaces burning to arrive today. Iron ore and coking coal will be transported from the ships at the port of Immingham, about 20 miles east of Scunthorpe. The Department for Business and Trade says the money to buy them has come from its existing budget. Chinese owners Jingye had reportedly refused to pay for the materials.
Foreign ministers from around the world are meeting in London this lunchtime to discuss the peace process in Sudan. The summit marks 2 years since the country's civil war.